And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making common sense like a superpower. Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, somehow I just believe that all the really stupid decisions that were made regarding Afghanistan were signed by an auto pen. No doubt, man. Hey, listen, I'm changing gears now. I'm going to jump on into dipper number two, the cracked barrel. Shea Manetti, y'all. I mean, it's gone viral. Cracker Barrel is like having a total Dylan Mulvaney moment. Their stock is tanking. Their fan base is just livid. And now the president of the United States is weighing in. JP, you got that video, that piece? Go ahead and put it up on the screen if you get a chance. So those of y'all live streaming right now can see on the screen. So the White House, oh, this is awful. The White House just posted on X a little while ago a picture of the Cracker Barrel logo with the old guy leaning on the barrel, and it has that kind of like, you know, kind of like, I don't know, big rounded scalloped looking, I don't know what that is, potato shaped thing. It says Cracker Barrel. Well, now it says America First, and the guy leaning on the barrel is Donald Trump. And down at the bottom it just says America is back. And then the caption they sent with it says, go woke, go broke. Yes. I kid you not. I mean, I realize that the Trump administration is not afraid to weigh in on things that you look at and go, well, no other president in the world's ever done that before. This one just cracks me up, though. So it accompanies, by the way, a retweet of a Truth Social. All right. So Donald Trump's got, you know, his own social media. He posted this. He said, Cracker Barrel should go back to the old logo, admit a mistake based on customer response, the ultimate poll, and manage the company better than ever before. He said they got $1 billion worth of free publicity if they play their cards right. Very tricky to do, but a great opportunity. He said, have a major news conference today. Make Cracker Barrel a winner again. Remember, in just a short period of time, I made the United States of America the hottest country anywhere in the world. 1 year ago, it was dead. Good luck. But you know what, though? He's not wrong. I mean, they could not pay for the amount of PR they would get by hosting a press conference right now. You know what?
Yeah, and they really should. Like, the liberal CEOs or whoever made this decision, like, and is back doubling down on it, saying, well, actually, I believe they called it a extremely vocal minority of people who didn't like it. I mean, did you see the picture of their stock? It absolutely plummeted.
I've got an article here about it.
So, it's not a vocal minority. I think the vocal minority is the whatever little group of friends you have there telling you, that looks great. Good job.
Well, then they went and got some, they went to New York City and they got a bunch of Instagram influencers who've probably never eaten at a Cracker Barrel before.
Yeah.
And they had them sit on a rooftop, you know, dining area and sample the new menu and talk about how wonderful it was. And I'm like, you're not even in touch with your base
now. They have no idea who their audience is. Like, if they knew who goes to Cracker Barrel actually, like, frequently, they would know. But no, they're trying to rebrand and make it into some sort of millennial liberal hotspot of people to go, like a coffee shop or something.
You just go down to, you know, Salt of the Earth America and say, hey, we're giving out samples. Y'all want to try this? Ooh, watch this. And you know what? Everybody line up. I'm going to tell you, I can't tell how many people I have seen on social media say that Cracker Barrel, they would sometimes plan their trips around staging at Cracker Barrel exits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would like plan, okay, we'll get gas and there's a Cracker Barrel there, so it'll be great. But, you know, I look at it and go, wow, this is like so self-inflicted. So Jeff from Indiana asked a question. Can the stockholders of Cracker Barrel sue the board of directors and the CEO for not meeting their fiduciary obligations? Yes and no. Okay, it's a yes and a no. So they do have a fiduciary obligation. You are so correct, sir. Thank you very much. They also, by the way, cannot be held accountable for making what would otherwise be deemed a reasonable decision. Now, then the question is, what's reasonable? Were they not listening to advice? Were they sacrificing the welfare of the company? Did they? It's called a shareholder derivative action is what they call it. It's where the shareholders get involved and go, stop it. On behalf of the company we own stock in, we are now suing you. And they can sue the board to redirect. But I don't know that this would qualify. I think this one would be just adjudged as, you know, basically bad judgment as opposed to, you know, malicious effort to sacrifice the company's well-being. I don't know. I got one call on topic, so let me grab that real quick before I run out of time. I got about 3 minutes here. Wolverine Dan. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm doing quite well. So get down to the nitty-gritty. Why was the sign changed? I guess I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's no telling. They thought they needed a fresh logo, and so they took the sign with the guy leaning on the barrel, the iconic, you know, kind of scalloped shape that said, and they turned it into just basically a kind of a weird shape that just says Cracker Barrel. That's all it says.
Okay, well, you know, if the intent was for a fresh logo, a new look, then that means you're like your menu would be different, possibly also maybe the decor might be different because it's no longer the old gentleman with the barrel. So, you know, maybe that was just a bad decision, obviously, because the stock has dropped. But my wife loves the chicken and dumplings. I'm not sure if you've had them there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, they also changed the menu and they completely redesigned the interior. They got rid of all the nostalgia. The walls are white now. And it's just, it looks like you're...
That I did not know. My wife will be very disappointed.
Oh, yeah, they've changed everything.
You know, I mean, Phil, you know, the bottom line is this. People at our age and older are familiar with that, and they were very successful, still make quite a bit of money with the old decor. But we look forward to walking in there, and, you know, like a Beeman's gum. Where can I get Beeman's gum at? You can't get Beeman's gum except there.
That's right.
Or blackjack gum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It makes no sense.
Bottom line, Phil, you know what it is? It's just, you know, these people sometimes, if it's a woke thing, then shame on them because, you know, we're just common people that just want to go to a place like Mom and Pop Place.
That's
where
right.
We can sit down and have a nice family dinner, okay? What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. And yes, somewhere in the mix, it's just like when they put Dylan Mulvaney on the Bud Light can. They wanted to get away from the old stodgy image and do something fresh, and all they did was sacrifice their sales. But, it's a mess.
Hey, love your show.
Thank you, brother.
Love your show, bro.
Appreciate you. Take care. Matt in Madison, by the way, just checked in. He says, dear Cracker Barrel, you just can't fix stupid. It's true. All right, let me ask you this, JP. So Wolverine Dan and I are, I would say, roughly peers in age. Mm-hmm. We both like the nostalgic aspect of going to Cracker Barrel. You are absolutely of a different age demographic. Did you like the old Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, I loved it, yeah. I mean, me and my friends in college would go to Cracker Barrel. Like, it's part of the whole experience. I mean, I'm probably a bit of more traditional...
Got an old soul in
old soul than, like, majority of my... I think majority of people my age probably don't go to Cracker Barrel regularly. But, yeah, I mean, if you're asking me and my friends, yeah, like, we loved that atmosphere. We loved the food. It was like grandma's cooking, and it was just that whole atmosphere. Yeah, the nostalgic atmosphere, like you said. Yeah, we loved it.
I can't explain it, but I got more information on it. We'll get back from this this whole break here, and I got to tell you, they even, by the way, made a change to the peg game. Come on, people. And yes, it's got some wokeness attached to it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the Southeast, U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show goes from like Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! And then big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And oh, by the way, that's just the radio. Just the radio. Then there's a whole lot of y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web. Dialing into the show, live streaming it, live streaming like video and audio both, live streaming on places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then you podcasters to catch it after the fact too. Listen, bottom line is wherever you catch this show, I say all that just to say we can see it. We know you're there. We love it. We appreciate you more than you can possibly know. You're the reason why we do what we do. Hey, I got to real quick tell you about something going on with 1819 News. So our friends at 1819 News, man, they got it going on. They got good things happening. They got a big, big event coming up on November 14th. November 14th, the annual Albert Patterson Freedom Gala, and Albert Patterson being a great figure in Alabama history who was assassinated for standing up for, you know, the rights of people. Albert Patterson, 1819's annual Albert Patterson dinner, November 14th, Tucker Carlson is going to be the keynote speaker that night. Well, they're also doing, by the way, a giveaway. 1819, if you're not familiar, is a 501c3. They are a nonprofit organization. They don't sell ads. They don't do all that. They raise their contributions to do the truth-telling that they do. And by doing that, they can then be free to do whatever they want to do and say whatever they want to say and report it the way they believe it should be reported. They're not subject to, you know, corporate news, all that kind of stuff. They do a great job. But right now, they've got a giveaway worth $20,000. Guess what it is? A Mar-a-Lago outing. What? Yes. Spend a couple of days and nights at Mar-a-Lago down in Florida. You'll get an all-expense-paid trip to Mar-a-Lago. Oh, by the way, you're going to get a candlelight dinner, spa treatment. It's a $20,000 package, $500 per opportunity to win it. $500 win you a $20,000 Mar-a-Lago venture. That could be cool. All you got to do is go to www.1819news.com/raffle. That's 1819news.com/raffle. Listen, that's just cool right there. Mar-a-Lago, yeah. All right, I'm jumping back into the topic, the cracked barrel. That's what I'm talking about, the cracked barrel. There's been a lot of talk about, well, okay, is this really like rebranding that's going wrong? Or are they really woke? It's yes and yes. It is rebranding going wrong. They have gone woke. So Robbie Starbuck, if you're not familiar with him, Robbie Starbuck is a conservative commentator. He's huge on social media. Robbie Starbuck did a deep dive into all the things that have been happening at Cracker Barrel over the last few years. Let me just say they have gone full woke, all right? Never go full woke. Well, they've gone full woke. Here are some of the highlights that he's accumulated. First of all, Cracker Barrel Corporate has funded, quote, all ages pride events for many years, like the Nashville Pride and the Third River City Pride. Okay. Cracker Barrel worked with the far-left Human Rights Campaign organization and sponsored HRC events for 10 years. They even brought an HRC representative to their Tennessee headquarters to do a pronoun and transgenderism training for the corporate staff at Cracker Barrel. And there are videos, by the way. That's real. That happened. As a reminder, HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, he points out, supports child sex changes in men and women's bathrooms. This is Cracker Barrel we're talking about. This is the land of fried okra and chicken and dumplings, man. This is where you go to get your Beeman's gum. This is the place where you find down-home food just like Granny cooked. And oh, by the way, pride flags. Just saying. Pride flags hanging in the corporate headquarters. Cracker Barrel also worked with a group called Conexion Americas as part of their DEI efforts to help illegal immigrants by providing them lawyers and executive director who opposes President Trump's deportations. Wow. I mean, God almighty, they're all in, aren't they? Cracker Barrel sponsored what's called the Out and Equal LGBTQ Workplace Advocacy Conference and presented a workshop on how Cracker Barrel has made progress supporting their LGBTQ2IA+ acronym causes. They pushed sexual topics and pronouns in the workplace. They were awarded what's known as the Out and Equal 2018 Top LGBT Group Award, and they won the Nashville LGBT Chamber of Commerce Corporate Diversity Award. Good Lord. Cracker Barrel, what's up?
Yeah, I kind of had the feeling when they had the whole logo change and the rebrand that there was, if there's smoke, there's fire. So I was thinking behind the scenes there may have been stuff like that going on, which is crazy. Because it's like you said, completely not understanding who your base is. Who goes to Cracker Barrel?
And oh, by the way, it wasn't broke.
Yeah.
It wasn't like things are suffering. We got to change things.
Well, there started to be a little bit of a dip after that stuff was happening. And like after they started becoming a little more woke, that's when the dip happened. So then I think they saw that as, okay, maybe instead of saying we should maybe change things, oh, no, let's go all in. It's surely because we're not being woke enough. We got to go all in.
I had somebody that pointed out, and I thought this is interesting. They said when they started serving alcohol and yet their business model is to stage themselves next to interstates, it's almost like they're encouraging drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
well, I hadn't thought of that. Have you some chicken and dumplings and a mimosa?
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Get this guy some keys. Let's get him on the road.
Here's some more stuff on Cracker Barrel. They created a special, quote, diverse suppliers program requiring diversity among their suppliers. which basically reads, typically speaking, as less white people. They had coming out day pamphlets passed out at their Tennessee headquarters. Coming out day. Wonderful. They had safe zones at work. God almighty. Safe zone. All right. Safe zones. Keep that in mind when I get to the peg game in a minute. Safe zones. They had safe zones to be at work free from heterosexist or C-word gender comment and actions. What does that mean? C-word gendered? Like cisgendered? What does that mean?
I can't even tell you what C-word gender is.
Good Lord.
I assume it is cisgender.
Oh, I see what it is. He had to say C-word gendered because he says, Robbie Starbuck says, X would downrank his post if he spelled out the full word. He said, if you said anything activist, you could be described as heterosexist. Then you were told you'd be educated by the LGBT office group. Cracker Barrel also has had multiple DEI-focused employees, had Cracker Barrel employees attend DEI roundtables, had pride flags at the corporate office, and they promoted the Stonewall Riot, wow, to employees on their website. Good Lord. Stonewall Riot, by the way, is basically a gay rights activist riot that occurred years ago. Some call it the turning point in gay rights activism. Cracker Barrel has had many activist employees driving their far-left policy agenda, including a head of training and management, top executives, and boards of directors who owns a DEI consulting firm. And that's real. I saw that the other day. So the bottom line is, he points out, yeah, they have absolutely gone woke. Absolutely gone woke. What has happened to Cracker Barrel since then? Pray tell. Thank you for asking. Cracker Barrel loses almost $100 million in value after their logo refresh. God. This is from thehill.com, which, by the way, is not a conservative venue. This is what I would call kind of a back and forth. Whoever's writing it happens to be more left or right in their writing. TheHill.com says, as of Dateline three days ago, Cracker Barrel stock plummeted $94 million last Thursday after the country staple restaurant pushed out an unexpected rebrand. The 55-year-old company share dropped 7.2%. Jeez. The PR firms Profit, Viral Nation, and Blue Engine each played a role in the logo relaunch. Oh, good. Blue Engine. That's got to be something. That's got to be woke left. People are just like shaking their heads over it. Steak and Shake, by the way, Steak and Shake's been wearing them out on social media. You've seen that.
Well, actually, it's funny. I literally just now, like 10 seconds ago, saw a Steak and Shake post of a hat that says, Fire Cracker Barrel CEO. Steak and Shake posted it.
They're starting to sell those at Steak and Shake, I'm sure, so that the stockholders can buy one for themselves.
It's genius, as I say. I mean, they clearly know how to play the social media game Steak and Shake has.
Oh, God. This also points out, too, Cracker Barrel was regaining some losses on Friday, and so they gained a little bit back. But I saw one of the schematics I saw of their stock is it's way low. Way low. Like, makes you wonder, is it safe to buy it now? I don't know. Should we buy it now, or is it going low? I don't know. Adam from Athens says something that I saw in a meme. He says, Sydney Sweeney couldn't even save Cracker Barrel at this point. I saw one that said, there's only one woman in the world now who could save Cracker Barrel, and it had Sydney Sweeney wearing a Cracker Barrel shirt.
Yeah, literally one. Just put Sydney Sweeney as the girl sitting on the barrel. I'm sure you'll bounce back just fine.
Like maybe in a heartbeat. Like,
yeah.
Quickly, have the press conference, announce the new ad campaign, pay Sydney Sweeney millions of dollars, and get on out there, y'all.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right, last couple things on this. I mentioned the peg game. Oh, my gosh. So I said a minute ago that Cracker Barrel corporate apparently set up safe places. Safe places where if you're scared, if you're offended, if you heard a word that triggered you, if you need some place to gather yourself because, you know, life is hard. Well, then maybe you shouldn't play the peg game. You got that skip? You got that image? You can put it up. So JP's putting it up on the screen right now. So Cracker Barrel has now altered the language on its classic table peg game. Remember the peg game? It's a triangle with holes drilled in it. You got golf tees, and you try to jump one tee after, and you just get it down as best you can towards maybe being one left on the board. By the way, I have done it before. It is possible. I have made it happen.
It's difficult, but you can do it.
So it used to say, you leave only one, you're a genius. You leave two, you're pretty smart. You leave three, you're just plain dumb. You leave four or more, you're just a plain ignoramus. Now it says, if you leave three or more, don't be embarrassed. Try again.
Yeah.
They put a safe place on the PEG game. Were children crying and we didn't know it? Were there souls being crushed at the Cracker Barrel tables and we just didn't see it?
I think majority of the kids who are playing it probably don't even know how to read yet, so I don't know if that's
it. Now, wait a minute. I play it.
Well, I'm saying the kids. The kids who play it, yes.
Says in Cracker Barrel's process of rebranding from old-timey to modern old-timey and killing their business, they wokeified the PEG game to minimize hurt feelings of those who don't do so well. Golly. I pulled this off Fox News, by the way. And JP's got a picture of it. Is that the actual corrective? That the new one?
Yes.
That's the safe place one?
Leave only 1 year, genius. Leave two, rock in the chair, but not the game. Leave three or more, no reason to be embarrassed. Try again.
And they just don't even leave the four.
No. Leave three or more. So you could have the whole board. You could have the whole board filled with golf tees.
And didn't they spell one of the words wrong? Did they spell embarrassed wrong? They did,
yes.
Didn't they?
Yep, they spelled embarrassed with one R. So they're really killing it over there.
Wow. Okay, so by the way, update on that loss. I just realized I had some documents in my resource stack out of order. Fox Business reports that as of yesterday, Cracker Barrel has lost $143 million in market value. The S&P is up. Cracker Barrel's still down. So that's just, like, no good. Here's the thing. This is what cracks me up. Have you seen the CEO?
Yes.
Julie Fels-Massino. Is that a hyphenated name, by the way?
I assume it is.
Never trust a hyphenated name.
Never.
Never ever trust a hyphenated name. I don't trust the hyphenated names. Is it? Is it hyphenated?
I'm going to look it up.
I mean, why else would you put Julie Fels-Massino?
Cracker Barrel CEO. Oh, let me see. It is, no, it's not a hyphenated name,
it's
actually.
It's not? She just chooses to use all of her names.
I guess she does.
Okay, like Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Julie Fels-Massino. So Julie Fels-Massino. Where's Julie Fels? Who named her? I mean, is that, okay, I'm chasing a rabbit. She was on Good Morning America, and host Michael Strahan was asking her, so what if all the customers are coming at you hard enough about the look of the restaurant and they want to go back to the old way? And she responded with this, like she was gushing, and it was so overplayed. Honestly, she says, oh, goodness, gosh, honestly, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive that people like what we're doing. Okay. Lost $143 million in market value.
But that's just a vocal minority.
It's apparently a vocal minority. I will say, Daily Wire almost gave him an out. I was surprised by this. Daily Wire, which is usually pretty harsh on this stuff. Daily Wire says, Cracker Barrel didn't go woke so much as they were just conned by experts. So they hired consultants.
Okay, and who are the consultants? Are they woke?
See? See?
I don't think any non-woke consultant would tell them to do that.
No, not at all. All right, so the bottom line is, yeah, they hired consultants who told them this will be awesome. Wipe out everything you've ever stood for, all the things you've looked at, change the menu of the food that people love, and pretend you're not who you were. And then, you know, all those decades of goodwill you built up across the country where you were referred to as like America's front porch and all that. Yeah. Have yourself a Bud Light. Carry on. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I'll catch up on some text messages. You guys are awesome. Text it in. Tell me what you think about Cracker Barrel. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Bulletproof influence. That's what it is. Bulletproof influence. Dave from Athens says, Cracker Barrel has forgotten their roots and what differentiates them from IHOP or Waffle House and any other restaurant. Yep. Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, wow, you mean Cracker Barrel tried to dumb down the just plain ignoramus on the game? That's just plain stupid. Yeah, I would say they left a lot of pegs on the board, let's just say.
That was good.
You like that?
That was good.
Dun-dun-dun-tsh. I'll be in the area all day. Thank you. Terry from Town Creek says, once Travis and Taylor are married, I hope we can quit hearing about them.
Amen. Thank you.
Don't bet on it. All right, what's their name's going to be now? It's going to be...
I guarantee it'll be either a hyphenated name or they're just going to stay the same.
I think it's going to be Traveler, or it's going to be It's gonna be
real funny is if Kelsey changes his name to Swift. Travis Swift.
What do you bet she doesn't change her name?
She
won't go hyphenated, will she?
No. Well,
trust a hyphenated name.
She's not losing the Swift because she's a 1.6 billionaire, apparently.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So we laugh, but yet she has the laugh because she's got $1.6 billion. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'll listen. $1.6 billion, I'll go dance on stage in a leotard.
And her husband. Please don't. Her husband's only at $60 million, too, by the way. So.
Well, now. Adam from Athens again. He's the one who said earlier that Sidney Sweeney couldn't even save Cracker Barrel at this point. There you go. TL from Huntsville says, Phil and JP, do we know how the woke corporate board took over? Was it an ownership change or just key people worming their way in and then making major changes and pushing out people who don't agree? We need to know how to stop this before it starts, because I don't think the woke left cares if it destroys American traditions. They will just move on to another target. That's not a bad point. And my understanding is there was one main board member who pushes DEI like crazy, who actually owns a DEI consulting company, and he's on the board, and he began to steer things. And then they got swept up in the let's go woke and never make us broke movement, and look how they are now. Kenan from Huntsville says, Cracker Barrel's $143 million loss is on top of the $700 million spent on the rebrand. Ooh, that's a great point. I'd forgotten how much they're spending on the rebrand. Good Lord.
Yeah, you got to change the logos everywhere and do the rebranding inside.
Wow.
Yeah, cannot be cheap.
All right, are they auctioning off all the memorabilia? Because they got some good stuff, man. They had some good stuff on the walls.
They did. And I wonder if half of them were even real people. If they just painted a bunch of random paintings of like people with pitchforks and put them up on the...
No, they had some good like old metal signs and all kinds of stuff. Spence from Harvest says maybe they could change their slogan to be the home of new Coke and cold grits. And then Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, original Cracker Barrels used to be associated with gas stations and used to sell gas. Now they're just combined with a gaff, not gas. Ha ha, he says. Ha ha to you, dad joke guy. All right, hour number 3 coming up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.